Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 15th. You'll be interested to know. 78 years ago today, in 1947, India joyously celebrated its hard-earned independence from British rule, marking the birth of a free and sovereign nation. This monumental achievement was the culmination of a relentless, nonviolent struggle led by visionary leaders like Mahatma Gandhi, who inspired millions with their unwavering commitment to justice and equality. On this historic day, the first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, hoisted the national flag above the Lahori Gate of the Red Fort in Delhi, symbolizing the dawn of a new era. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 71 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:42, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:53. It looks like we're in for a delightful sunny Friday, with temperatures reaching up to 78 and a gentle northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 64 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be just before 10:30, with a high tide just after 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 83 and light south winds. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 68. On Sunday, there's a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon, then a chance of thunderstorms with a high near 90. Sunday night brings a chance of showers and thunderstorms with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 64. Monday will be mostly sunny again with a high near 73, and Monday night will be mostly clear with a low around 57. Tuesday stays mostly sunny with a high near 75, and Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the MBTA is gearing up for a significant challenge as the fifth match of the 2026 FIFA World Cup approaches, taking place in Foxborough on June 7th. Over 7 match days, the MBTA will transport approximately 20,000 fans to Gillette Stadium, now referred to as Boston Stadium for the tournament. With the matches overlapping with the end of the Boston school year and high summer traffic, the MBTA is working diligently to manage this monumental task, which will involve special event tickets and enhanced infrastructure to accommodate the influx of international fans and ensure a smooth travel experience. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Organizing Committee for the 2028 Olympic and Paralympic Games has made history by becoming the first to sell naming rights for sports venues. This groundbreaking decision opens up new revenue streams ahead of the games, which are less than 3 years away. Notable agreements include Honda securing naming rights for the volleyball venue in Anaheim and Comcast for the squash arena. LA28 chairperson Casey Wasserman stated, "Today's historic announcement delivers on that promise, aiming for a fully privately funded event." The Olympics will take place from July 14th to July 30th, 2028. In local sports, The Red Sox were off last night, and tonight they face the Marlins at Fenway Park for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Lucas Giolito, with an 8-2 record and a 3.77 earned run average, squares off against Sandy Alcantara, who is 6-11 with a 6.55. First pitch is at 7:10 under clear skies and a comfortable 70 degrees in Boston. In top news, Warren Buffett is set to reveal his secret $5 billion investment in an industrial stock, following Berkshire Hathaway's filing after the market closes. As the market opens, frenzied buying could lead to missed opportunities. Analysis shows that Buffett has strategically invested in the commercial, industrial, and other category, which surged by $4.8 billion over the past two quarters. Many are speculating that Caterpillar is the target, given its solid fundamentals and position in the booming infrastructure sector. Investors are advised to consider buying Caterpillar shares or industrial exchange-traded funds as a way to capitalize on this potential gain. In business news, electric truck maker Rivian is reporting a loss of $100 million in potential revenue due to relaxed fuel economy rules in the United States. Following the rollback under the Trump administration, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration ceased issuing necessary paperwork for compliance credits, impacting electric vehicle manufacturers. Rivian's director of public policy highlighted that the company cannot finalize regulatory credit deals, which previously accounted for 6.5% of its total revenue in the first half of the year. Meanwhile, Tesla reported a significant decrease in expected revenue from credit sales, emphasizing the industry's challenging landscape. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week to $119,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $4,600. And XRP is down 0.5% to $3.12. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In a groundbreaking development for the shipping industry, Danish maritime pilots can now remotely guide vessels from shore, marking a significant evolution in shipping technology. Jürgen Andersen, a seasoned pilot, recently traded a precarious boat commute for a control room on a houseboat, overseeing the Venta Maersk via video link. This innovative system, developed by navigation data firm Danelec, allows pilots to access vital data directly from ships. While proponents emphasize safety and efficiency, some pilots express skepticism about automation's impact on their profession. However, Danpilot aims to expand remote pilotage by the year 2026, ensuring the role of pilots remains vital. In entertainment news, Hulu, one of the earliest and largest streaming services, will soon undergo a significant change. The second oldest streaming platform, after Netflix, will merge its app into the Disney Plus app next year, as announced by Disney's CEO. Launched in 2008, Hulu's ownership has shifted over time, culminating in Disney's full acquisition earlier this year from Comcast. This transition reflects the ongoing evolution of television away from traditional cable. With a combined total of 183 million subscribers for Disney and Hulu, the streaming landscape continues to shift, raising costs for viewers as competition intensifies. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Henry David Thoreau. And he said, "Things do not change, we change." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.